Chet, you were born in Oklahoma. Do you have any memories of Oklahoma? You moved when you were quite young, I believe.
Yes, but I do have some memories of Oklahoma. My mother was born on the same farm where I was born, and I remember the fruit trees, the acres of watermelons, and the big red barn that used to smell like strange smells, you know, of horses and cows and pigs and the whole thing. Walking out in the watermelon patch and lifting one up and letting it fall, and it would break open, and I'd just eat the heart out. Yeah. But I left there when I was... I used to go back there during the summer.
Yeah.
And I lived in Oklahoma City, really, from the time I was about 1 year old with my aunt. Yeah. And then at 10, I moved to California.
Just friends, lovers no more. Just friends, not like before. Think of what we've been. Not to kiss again. Seems like pretending it isn't the end. Two friends drifting apart. Two friends, one broken heart. We love, we laugh, we cry. Suddenly I'm down at the story end. But we're just friends. But we've been broken heart, where love will never cry. Suddenly I'll die. The story is, but we're just friends. The story is, but we're just friends. The story is, but we're just friends.
That much in America?
No.
Is that a cause for regret, or is there any particular reason, or do you find the circumstances less
sympathetic? I think it's very regrettable that the level of culture in the United States is pitifully low. I mean, you have New York, which I work once a year, and just this year I worked Chicago the first time in 5 years. There are no jazz clubs anymore in Detroit, San Francisco, nothing to speak of really. Los Angeles, nothing. And of course, during the 50s, there were 25 jazz clubs in the Los Angeles area.
So there's absolutely no possibility of ever being able to go back to home country, because there's absolutely nothing there. I mean, do you ever return home to where you were born?
Yes, I was just there a month ago to see my mother, who's getting quite old, but I can't stay there more than 2 weeks, or I just go absolutely crazy.
finally here on the ground. And you and sending the clouds, sending the clouds. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps standing around, and one who can't move. Sending the clouds, sending the clouds. Just when I saw opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours, making my entrance again with my usual flair, sure of my lines. No one was there. My fault, I fear. I thought you'd want what I want. Sorry, sorry, my dear. Sending the clouds, sending the clouds. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing like this, this late in my career. Sending the clouds, sending the clouds.
Was there a moment where you felt there was the apprenticeship of learning? You said that you'd studied music and then found it that a burden, an unnecessary burden for what you wanted to do. Was there a point where the apprenticeship of learning and playing dance bands and your time during the army, you realised that it was over and you started to feel that you had something that was yours in your playing, and therefore that would be the point where maybe you were going towards recording and performing and reaching an audience of your own?
Well, probably when I won the audition to work with Charlie Parker in 1952, I think that would have been the turning point right there.
That was something of a sort of a accolade. You were quite young then?
I was 22. I came home one day and there was a telegram from Dick Bach saying that there was an audition for an engagement with Charlie Parker at the Tiffany Club at 3:00. So I raced up there and has kind of swinging doors, it's very dark inside, it was very bright outside. So I couldn't see anything for about 5 minutes. And then as my eyes got accustomed to the darkness, I looked around the room and every trumpet player in Los Angeles was in there. And evidently someone had spoken to him about me, probably Dick Bach again, and he asked over the microphone if I had arrived yet. And I said yes, that I was in the room, and he invited me up to the stand. We played two tunes together, and he made an announcement over the mic that the
audition was at an end and that...
Had he been waiting on your arrival and the others that were waiting there, like in a waiting room? Like
no, there had been others who had played with him before that. Thank you.
is my idea. Maybe she's a dream, and yet she might be just around the corner. Will I recognize the light in her eyes that no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass her by and never even know that she was mine? Just around the corner, waiting for me. Will I recognize the light in her eyes that no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass her by and never even know that she was mine? I did.
first real setback was in San Francisco when I was jumped by those five guys, and I lost all my upper teeth, and I had to stop playing for three. Well, I didn't stop. I got a plate, and I was determined to find a way. They told me, you know, nobody can play with false teeth. I didn't go for that, and I knew there must be a way of doing it, and I was going to find it. So I worked at it for 3 years. It was 3 years before I worked professionally before a live audience.
Thank you.
as they say, busted twice in California for writing prescriptions, which is really outrageous, and could have ended up very easily in, as Art did in San Quentin. But I had some luck on my side that Art didn't have, in that my judge had been a trumpet player in college. And so after 5 months, after the second time I was arrested, he put me back on the street and back on probation, and I immediately got on the methadone program and stayed on there for 7 years.
The very thought of you, and I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm as happy as a king, and foolish though it may seem, to me that's everything, the mere idea of you, the longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes and stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love.
Thank you. lips burn.
until you've kissed and had to pay the cost. Until you've flipped your heart and you have lost. How could you know?
Time and time again, I
But then would come the time when I would need you. And once again these words I have to say. You don't know how hearts burn for love that cannot live, yet never dies. Until you faced each dawn with burning eyes, how could you know what love is? What love is? What love is?
Elvis Costello, Michel Grolier, Ricardo Del Fra, myself. We hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you for coming. Good night.
Have you ever considered writing any kind of memoir, any kind of book, incorporating all the experiences you had?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I started it, but I got halfway through it, and I said, no, there's no need to go on with this, because nobody's going to believe it anyway. So I just stopped it. I just put it down.